Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! We're so excited to be here, and we're so excited to have a special guest. This is our continuing of our QHHT Level 3 series. We love when we get more Level 3s, people advancing and just making this their life. And so exciting. So that's our special guest tonight is Ignacio from the UK, right?
Living in the UK, originally from Italy. But
Italy. Oh,
I recently
Rowanis.
moved.
Wonderful.
I've been
That
here for
explains the
14 years.
accent. That explains, because I was like, that doesn't sound like a true blue UK
No, it's not. It's not. It's a mix of things.
So
So
where
you
at in the
said
UK?
14 years.
Oh, sorry.
I was kind of born and raised in Sicily, but my mom is from Chicago, also originally from Sicily. She was born and raised there, so I spent a lot of time in Chicago and went to school there for a year. And so yeah, a mix of then, a bit of British English here now for 14 years, so it's a bit of a mix. But
Yes.
let
Very
me start
in.
by saying, first of all, thank you for having me here. It's
Oh.
it's an honor to be here, both as a QHHT practitioner and as a person. And also, the name of the show, which is the Metaphysical Hour, is like amazing. It's beautiful. It already like re sets the tone for things that not often you can speak about, but
Yes.
it's beautiful
Yes,
to
the
be with you
strange,
both.
the unusual, the where do you want to go? Down
That's
the
right. If you want to bring up a subject, we'll probably talk about it.
Exactly. Tracy, did you want to do any announcements? Since we're pre-recording the show, you might, I don't know if you want
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So you guys are getting this fed through to many different places all around, and usually we get to watch your chat and look at your comments. Please still put your comments, post your comments. We'll still be able to look at those, but we are pre-recording because of a time difference here. So we wanted to bring Ignacio on here, and to do that, we got to get up early so he's not staying up late. And so we will, I'm going to do my best to show up to the chat and be in there if I can, if I don't get pulled away on Friday when this is going live. So I'll try to be there at the chat. But you guys go ahead and post. We will come back and look and do our best to comment, especially on like YouTube. That's really easy for me to do. So if you're on my YouTube live or Julia's YouTube live, that's a little bit easier to find those. So that's a good place to comment.
Yeah, we still want to see where you're from. Your light is shining and that sets that grid. So still establish that. I mean, even if it's later, I mean, remember there's no time.
There is
No
no
time.
time.
So whenever you're
One of
seeing
us
this,
is.
it's all in the now and you are lighting up that grid. So I want to see it. I'm telling you, that's my high. So, Ignacio, so
Beautiful.
exciting. How we do this, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the other shows where we have worked with practitioners, but I want to hear your story. I know that you didn't come out of the woodwork, I'm guessing. I don't know. Some people may have been born in the metaphysical realm. I don't know. But most people have not, and I love to hear the journey of how you got here, where, into
Beautiful.
this wild, wacky world of strange, unusual, and the woo-woo.
Beautiful. So thank you again. And it's a mix of things, because my earlier life, although I was born and raised in Sicily, which is Catholic, and as a young kid, I used to go to school with nuns, and but my family wasn't that religious, and there wasn't that much of that. And then as I became older, a teenager, I was completely atheist, and I believed in nothing. In
Oh,
fact, I was like
interesting.
writing philosophy on the non-existence of things, and like. And
Wow.
by the time I got a bit older, like 22, I was quite a rebel, and part of me was, my family was very good, beautiful parents, they provided for me, loved me dearly. But I grew up in Sicily, and it was in the 80s, and I just became, an angry, very angry teenager, and I was getting into trouble.
And then something kind of changed a little bit. I asked myself, well, why am I not happy really? And I realized that it had something to do with me. And that was the first realization.
That was very introspective for a teenager, really.
Yeah. So I was kind of late teens, and then this became more like 21 years old. And so for the first time ever, I got compelled to go to my bookcase and pull something out, like something was guiding me. Never happened to me before. And I pick up this book, and it was a book from Gandhi. And it was on his view of Hinduism. And I started to read it, and I was amazed at his morals and his seeking for truth. And it was just incredibly interesting. But every time he said God, I skipped over the word because I want none to do with it. It
We're not
wasn't
doing
part of my belief
that.
system. And then basically one night as I was reading this, it was almost like my mind decided not to skip that word and just give it a little bit of a chance. And when that happened, it was like lightning struck. It just went through my body. I shook, I passed out. I went all night into like astral dimensions, and then woke up the next morning crying and crying in bliss and ecstasy. And like I remember, I wouldn't even move a muscle if I wasn't guided. And so that for me was really from one day to another. And I was studying chemical engineering, and I was supposed to go study a subject at my parents' home, kind of by the beach. And so I went there, and I didn't study. Obviously, I got there, and it was like the beginning of this 3-week mystical experience where I just started to meditate and hear and feel and see and all sorts of weird things where, I would have thoughts in my head like, okay, why do humans repeat things more than once through their lifetime? Like, why isn't once enough?
Yeah, good question.
And I was getting these things that were passing by that I never, thought about. And also, like, this image of this flashing, like, almost business card that was telling me that I had been from planet to planet to planet, all things that my irrational mind never heard about. The most I knew were about the saints and the things that were in the Catholic religion. So very, very powerful thing. And I was lucky because without me knowing, very soon, almost immediately, all my best six friends were going to wake at the same time.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Yeah, that gives me the chills still after like more than 20 years.
That was a group of women.
Wow. No kidding. That's really like it's igniting all the bubbles over here. That's powerful.
Yeah. So one of these friends that had almost nothing to do with that stuff yet, he came to visit me after a few days. And as soon as he walked in, he sat and he meditated, and he didn't leave for another 2 weeks. And he was just meditating, and we were so connected. If I was meditating upstairs and he was in the garden, and I'd move and open my eyes, he would open his eyes. Like it was really. And so that lasted for almost 2, 3 weeks like that. And then I kind of came down back to society, and I started to ask myself, like in the rational mind, like, what is this? What is going on? And the first thing I found out was meditation. So what is meditation? But this stuff, now I can process it a bit better, especially after QHHT that came in my life and revealed some of the things about it. But I can process that. It was almost like somebody had switched on my higher self, and it never switched off for a long period of time, but Mr. Stupid was there too. And they, like, the higher self knew the rational mind. The rational mind did not know the higher self because it was this life that knew nothing about this stuff.
Well,
And
and
so,
for the viewers, let's explain Mr.
oh, yeah. Yeah,
Stewart.
sorry. Yeah, we're both sitting here going, I know what that means.
That was a term my mother gave to it. She just knows like that's that conscious mind that thinks it knows everything because that's how we are. It's always in control, and that's what we've lived for all these years is This is who I am. This is what I am. But when we get into this and we start seeing this other part of ourselves, and it's like, this is huge, that higher self, that higher consciousness. And then the conscious mind tries to come in there and negate it and talk it down or thing. It's like, you don't know anything. You don't understand what this is at all. You know, so that's where she just lovingly called it Mr. Stupid.
Yeah, lovingly. Yeah. Absolutely. Lovingly.
Well, I mean, this sounds like, you know what, I have a lot of people talk about how they woke up. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, some of them are very sudden, you, and some of them are, you know, very gradual, me and Tracy, yeah. You know, very gradual and everything. And so, but that's, Tracy has said that before, we choose how we want it to happen before we ever come in. So I think that's really cool that, yeah, you had it. This is what they gave to me as a visual once before is, you know, those Roman shades that are on a roll. I think they're called Roman shades. And it's where you pull it down. In order to get it to go back up, you have to pull it down a little bit more. And then it comes up. But sometimes it run pulls out of our hands and goes like that. And that's what they've shown me is people that have it suddenly just boom, wide open. That's what happened. The shade just went shroom, wide open. But yeah. I love that you came in with a group that all decided to do it together. That is so amazing. You're supporting each other.
Yeah, and it was good because there was so little, you know, 20 plus years ago in Sicily, almost nothing on the internet. But even though nothing had ever captured my field of attention of any of that. So it was very good to have those friends there.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, because there's so many people that contact us. It's like, I think I'm going crazy. I think, and they talk about this. It's like, oh, this is what happened. Yeah. And so that's what's so wonderful. You had a support system. You all could do this together. That was designed. You can see that was designed.
Yeah, yeah. And at the time, and I processed again a bit later, I was having these dreams where in the dream, there would be an alarm clock and then another alarm clock and said another alarm clock. And I would wake up and I would be waking up, sitting, meditating under a tree. And it was like all symbols of the fact that this like was an alarm clock, almost like a, you know, set to do that at that time.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Now we're all going to be looking for our alarm clocks.
Yeah. I mean, that's very lucid dreaming where it's a thing inside of a thing inside of a thing.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. You think you're awake and you're still in the dream. Mm-hmm. Those are weird.
Yeah.
I was saying after that, basically, we delved and I delved in the world of meditation. And I found great masters on my way. I was very lucky that, you know, have blessed me with loads of teachings. And so I practiced that for many years. And I also went down the path of science. So I kind of got a degree in chemical engineering. And I was doing both things at the same time, which was kind of also my family holding me kind of back home, because I when I had my awakening, I was like, you know, I need like 10 years of sitting in a cave and meditating to clear this mess that I guess inside of me. Let me just go, I'll see you in 10 years. And everybody was like, no, you're crazy. And I suppose it was fine, you know, everything the way it happened, but I stuck with it. And so I got my degree in chemical engineering and came to England, and that's how I arrived here. Also, loads of coincidences, you know, beautiful, really, really meant to be.
Right.
And then kind of after a few years here and practicing all these meditations and teaching, then I found QHHT, or QHHT found me. And that was the beginning of a next beautiful chapter, which I'm so thankful for, you know, to Dolores and all of you, you know, doing this amazing work. And
so cool. So how did QHHT find you?
It was actually my wife. So she had found videos of Dolores and I watched them and I fell in love with, you know, her and her, what she was saying. And so my wife had booked a QHHT session and I immediately went on the course. And so I started to do that. And then she came back with after QHHT, and she was so radiant. And for the first time, you know, she figured things out, and she had an amazing experience, like of source with hundreds of thousands or millions of light being around, you know, it was just amazing. So I felt that as soon as I opened the door, I'll never forget that. And and then I just continued, you know, and I did the course and I started to do the first sessions. And then I had my first session myself, mm-hmm. which was also amazing. And then I was like, oh, those questions that I had really answered. Why did it happen? Why did it happen then? You know, what was the background to that? What am I supposed to do? Because I'd meditated a lifetime, but it was all awareness and silence. And I had connected with my inner self and I had had dialogues, but nothing as deep as like 2 hours of unrestricted, almost not unpolluted completely, but, you know, just like really mm-hmm. sharing those things. So that was life changing. And
right. Because that's, you know, many people, you know, this is what I find. We have contact. We know that part is there, especially once we make contact in a QHHT session, we're aware of it. But what we're mostly not aware of is that we can ask questions. We can talk to it. And you said you had dialogue, but I just wonder how far you went with it, because it could be just you were asking. I don't know if you got answers. Well, you did get answers because you were seeing visual. Yeah. But sometimes we don't know that we can go deeper. We can ask more questions. We can, you know, keep asking.
I had a lot of answers, but there was two aspects. One was I didn't put together the pieces of the puzzle. They were answers, but they were bits of the puzzle. And two, I had doubts because it was so out there, so outside of that. And so QHHT gave me both. It gave me the whole picture. You know, it's never the whole thing, but enough for you to view it.
It's what
and then it just shed all doubts, because the things that I remembered, it wasn't like I heard them. I just remembered them. So for me, it was like it was a given.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Very beautiful. So thanks to all the work that, you know, you guys have done with your mom to bring something like that, which is such a blessing, because I was thinking, like, on a human spiritual level, there's no way. No, nothing else that you could spend like one day with one person in one day that could have that amount of impact. Like, I haven't found anything like that.
Right.
So exactly. It's really, really, you know,
it is pretty incredible.
Hats off to this beautiful thing.
Yeah, because it's not your typical. It's not your typical. I mean, other hypnosis, it's like, it's just about treating, you're kind of scratching the surface and going a little deeper, and it takes, you know, over and over and over again, where this just goes, let's just crash through the whole thing, and we're going to get to the source, we're going to get to everything, answer your questions, get to the, you know, I agree with you. There's nothing else out there like it. So, you know, they go, well, I can't make money if I only see them one time. It's like, but look what you're doing for this person. Look how you're helping this person. There are plenty of people on this planet that need the help. And so there's not a risk of ever losing, you know, and people then will come back too after they hit maybe a milestones in their life. And they, because you, like you said, I got the picture of where I am now. It's what you needed at that point. And then later you can have other sessions too, as you move on and in other areas. So I know I'm hitting I don't know who needed that out there. Somebody, because it's like, that's some of the world out there. It's like, well, you have to make a living and you have to do this. And so I guess it's somebody's thought process. It's like, I don't know how this would work, you know, if you're only seeing them one time and getting it all done. But it's like, look how profound that one time.
And think about the fact that everyone on the planet could use this session, and there's billions of people on the planet.
Yes.
So, you know, when people are ready, they start showing up, and it's a steady awakening process. So
absolutely.
I think, the busy will be there. So absolutely. Beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah, okay. So you started, so you had your session and you've now taking the course. So how did you progress from there? Because we want to get all the nitty gritty.
Sure. So first of all, I started to do sessions And I also started to receive sessions because also my development was so fast that basically I was with new questions and new phases. And I was getting really, really good results too. It was really amazing. And so for a long time, I didn't even think of furthering my QHHT like studies at all. I was like, you know, this is amazing. It's working the way it's working. Fine, let me just go on. And then when there was Egypt in 2000, I think it was 19 or something like that, or
right before COVID, yeah.
Yeah. And then I felt the calling and I was like, okay, it doesn't matter what I think. If you're called, I'll go. And then that was beautiful because that was also, you know, meeting you and meeting, you know, loads of other people and having another session and understanding also how. So that was amazing. And after that, I was kind of set, you know what, I'm probably want to now go for level three because I want to refine this to as best as I can. You know, there's always so much room ahead to improve. And so I kind of then it led me in this direction. And so, yeah, it's been really, really beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's funny. I want to accentuate the Egypt thing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. That was such an amazing trip. So, anyway, sorry I interrupted
you. I was just saying, once you feel that launch, I mean, it's true. It was, I think it was shortly after my level two that I was like, no, I need to go level three too, or, you know, keep following that path. And that's when I knew it was my career path as well. So that's really, it's just a phenomenal thing. And now it's done a little bit differently because it's online, but, you know, those, now we're taking what the reunions are such a great way for all of us.
We're going to call them retreats now because it's open to anybody like-minded. You know, you do not have to be a practitioner. So we're calling them that and taking them all over the world.
Yeah. And I'm coming to the next one to Ibiza. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Hey! Now we get to see them in person.
That'll be so cool. And we're going to have a special event, everybody. If you come and you stay in the hotel, we will have a special event with you and the level threes that are there. So very excited about that. You can get some personal one-on-one time with them.
So. Yay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I would have loved to come to the Hawaii one. It was just a little bit out of reach for me, but maybe next time.
Yeah, I understand. That's why we're putting them around. We've divided the earth into three sectors, and we'll have do one in each sector once a year. So
beautiful.
Somewhere in that sector.
Beautiful.
Have fun.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
So yeah, an amazing, you know, journey with QHHT that, you know, keeps on giving, and it's like, it's so amazing. And also, as you've probably noticed, like throughout the years, there's like waves of almost of different types of people or different subjects or different things, which give you different types of experiences and exposure to different aspects, different ways of the subconscious of working, different types of expression. So that's been a school in itself, and it's been beautiful to go through all these, you know, different types of people, and then having my QHHCs as a development. So I had, you know, probably six in the past 8 years, which for me has been like amazing. Yeah. So the other day I did a day where I did a little bit of a marathon. So I re-listened to the first three recordings. So really, really beautiful.
And you probably see your growth or whatever you were working through in each.
Yeah, and the prophecies, and and the things that sometimes my higher self might be a bit optimistic, and I choose a bit of a way that's a little bit less efficient, you know, out of free will, but then it turns out that it goes that way, and it's so.
I love that, out of free will.
Yes, we always have that free will in there, and that's You know, but that's the beautiful part. That way it's not just done to us. You know, we are willing participants in this whole thing. And that's what helps us know that. Otherwise, I'm just a victim. Everybody's pounding on me.
It can be easy to get in that mode sometimes. And, you know, and if we can catch ourselves in our conversations and see the kind of things we're saying to people, it's really helpful. But yeah, sometimes that'll pull in that little victim piece and catch it. But anyways, so.
Absolutely. So yeah, what kind of, I know Tracy, you was probably asked you, like, sometimes we'll ask about his sessions. Like, do you, what kind of sessions are you having? Or you were talking about patterns and some different themes. That's what we call it. You're calling it waves. We call it themes. Some different themes will come through, and it's really interesting how, it's like, okay, this is what people are working on right now, apparently. So that is happening. So what are some things that you've seen like that?
So there's been recently, it's been a lot of healing and physical healing. And again, that was something that I, not that I wasn't expecting, but I was very attracted by the metaphysical stuff. But all the waves or themes come anyway, regardless of what I, you know, what I want, which is a good thing. That way you learn and you have experience. And so that's been beautiful, because it's almost like you do see then the body symptom is a blessing, because it's actually, you know, the answer to what you've been looking for. And so to do that investigation and to really transform something that apparently is such a pain, and in reality is such really a message of love.
Can you give some examples of what you're talking about? Some of the things
that you're talking about? For example, there was a person that had like a pre-leukemia type of thing. And it wasn't quite there, but it was bad enough for you to need like some transfusions, you know, quite often. And basically it was the subconscious making the levels in the blood crazy because of something that had not been forgiven, which from the point of view of the higher self is like craziness, because it was so much in the past. And so that was the symbolic thing that was, okay, there's this craziness, let's mirror it there in this way. And so that was beautiful to see how the confidence of the healing and, And then also like another person, which is, you know, it's different on the exterior, but internally it's the same kind of concept. You know, they had really bad psoriasis on hands, you know, for decades. Nothing could work, and then they had a session, and you know, a month later I met them, and you know, they jumped up of their seat and they showed me their hands, and it was all clear, and they were so happy. And so that was also, you know, very beautiful to see.
What was the message there? What was the information from the higher self on that one?
That one, if I remember correctly, had to do with basically not opposing darkness. So it was almost like there was a fight with darkness, when in reality there should have been a walking away from it.
So they were holding up.
And then there was also another past life that happened with the burning, but it was only pulled in as an excuse to give this message. So it had used that cause, but for another purpose of message. So yeah, very, very beautiful things to see. And you know, then also like it's very I think humbling, apart from, you know, the higher self and all this amazing information, but to hear a person open up and share their whole life story, I found that like really beautifully intense. And you know, because you again you get exposure to real life, you know, experience of somebody with other emotions, other feelings, other thoughts. So it's, you know, and there was this beautiful case of this person that, you know, that before they started talking, they said, "Oh, I'm sorry for you." And I kind of a little bit giggled inside, and I said, you know, I hear a lot, but it was the only session in which I couldn't hold back some tears as I was listening. you know, and I felt such an empathic connection and such difficult things that had happened. And in a way, this person almost felt like they were guilty, like they had to have done something in another life, right? That brought this forward.
Or in this life or something.
Or in this life, right?
I'm being punished, obviously. So
exactly. And then she went through basically the memory of being pulled in from whatever it is that she was doing to interrupt that karmic line of basically toxicity. And so all those things were things that would have happened to their family members, you know, and a really bad stabbing that would have happened to her son, where, you know, she had this, you know, near-death experience where she was seeing all these lights over the ambulance, and she, nobody could understand how she'd survived so many wounds in so many places. And she found out that day that it was all of the ancestors that were all there, they supporting her generation with generation, even the pets who were there to kind of hold her up and keep her alive. And she heard a voice, you know, laughing, saying, "It's not your time," you know, in the midst of all of that. So to see her come in with such heaviness and come out like she felt like she was what she was, a hero, right? It's being a hero, that type of action. So I was like really humbled and beautiful to see that, and you know, that changed her life, obviously.
Absolutely. You know, you said something a minute ago, and what came to me, it's like, you know, it's a true honor that people trust us enough to share all these things, to lay their lives out there, like you said, to just, and that is such, like, that's very humbling that people, you know, and it's such an honor. Yeah. So I just want to reaffirm that, you know, we take this seriously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are some, you know, don't be afraid of what your story is or, you know, how hard that might be. We have heard them all, you know, we've been through this with you guys, and you know, that's what we're here for. So
beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. And then there's obviously also the metaphysical things, which are amazing. Loads of waves with ETs and loads of, you know,
we'll share some of those. We've got time. Just,
yeah.
I want expansion. I want details.
Yeah, sure. Well, one of them, which was beautiful, was also because it was a mix between an encounter with a UFO, like with a spacecraft, really close over the car, close enough to see all the inscriptions, the material, all the lights, like it's shutting down phones, sat navs, everything, right? You know?
So that was the experience that they had.
That was the experience they had.
Okay.
Yeah. That they had, you know, in their normal life.
Right.
And then basically the connection with who was piloting this craft during the session.
Okay.
In how that was now very beautiful, very benevolent.
Mm-hmm.
And also like family-like connection, you know, we're connected anyway. And a lot to do with physical arrival and us as a species opening up to contact on a physical level. You know, as a society, there's probably a lot already going on in those places in different ways, you know, physically and energetically. But as a society, we're still a little bit, you know, in our... So there was a lot of talk and, you know, beautiful things about that. And so, yeah.
So what kind of talk? Because you're like, okay... As a society, we're okay. So we're at these phases, these things are opening up. So was there any idea of like how we're moving or what's happening or what will happen?
So first of all, from their perspective, they were going to come again and have another appearance that would have been a bit stronger in collective rather than with one person. And this would be in like 2027.
Okay.
And then the idea was of landing more properly in 229. So that's kind of their timeline. And essentially, what they were saying was that something similar is being thought up and organized by other groups and other beings. So in a way, there's this kind of opening, and they didn't give any, information on cataclysm or stuff like that. They were very much on, we're just getting to gradually interact.
So is it the thought that we as a humanity, as a society, are opening up enough to where we can make that kind of contact, where it's not just individual, it's we
Yes.
can understand and we would be okay with it? Because I
Yes.
know their concern is the violence here.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I think the idea is it can actually be controlled into sections and groups and areas of higher vibrations before it has to be something that is global, so that we have a chance to group into smaller groups of higher vibration and, many more communities. Not just f there's physical communities that live together, and there's, distance communities like we are one, and there's many other communities. And so, yeah, so kind of a soft approach in that sense.
Good. Yeah,
Yeah.
soft approach, I think, is the best. I mean, that's my own personal
Yeah.
opinion. We are here. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been working really effectively, the one-on-one, and just and each person is just opening up and everything. So that makes sense that we hit a tipping point in numbers or something to where we can.
Yeah. There's stuff like, for example, that's happening also around me. So I rented like a desk in the university that's local to me, so that when I didn't see clients and stuff, I had somewhere that wasn't home to go as well. And I met loads of beautiful people, and they're creating the first master's degree in spirituality. So it's going to be a master's at the university called Spirituality, Ecology, and Mental Health.
Wow.
Really great people. And so they're also involving me to teach there,
Oh, wonderful.
as part of
Oh,
the teachers, and teaching meditation
congratulations.
and spirituality. So yeah, that's very beautiful. So that's
Very
really
exciting.
also a symptom of our time, that it happens that in my local university, people, and I know their history because I've met them, beautiful people running that department,
Yeah.
so very, very amazing stuff.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Well,
Well,
see, that shows you things like that, that people say, well, I don't see anything. What's evidence of the shift? What's this? I mean, stuff like
that's
that.
evidence right
Yeah.
there.
I mean, and that's why I always say you have to go backwards and then look back now to here. And it's like, has anything changed? That's the
Yeah. Yeah, I think all three of us have been on the journey enough to know that there's been a lot of change.
Yeah.
It's incredible how different it is, like you were saying, 20 years ago, and
Completely.
just in the last 20 years. And for me, I think I really started to become aware of this metaphysical world around 19, and I'm 52 now, and the amount of change that has happened in
Oh,
our world in that time, it's like I felt like a lone star out there going, is anybody else? Where do I find information
of
about this? And
course.
it was like a hunt and peck. And now everywhere you
Yeah.
look, people are talking like this, and books everywhere. And
On mainstream, it's on TV, it's on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Got Gaia TV now and all kinds of stuff. And your mom, Dolores, was a huge launch to this, huge.
Yeah.
And yeah.
To the way showers out there that had that courage to just beat their own drum and do their own thing, walk their own truths, and they were the
Total. Yeah. Thank
trailblazers.
you to the Trailblazers, and thank you for
Yeah.
the clients that came to the Trailblazers and
Absolutely.
allowed that to process to happen.
Yeah, it's like thank you to all those that heard the call, because that's what you hear it and
Yeah.
you follow it. It's like I'm being guided, I'm gonna follow that guidance.
Yeah.
Takes you some
So
wacky places, but hey.
We're all about it. Once you kind of get addicted to it, it's like, where's my wacky thing? Where to go? Yeah. So
Yeah,
beautiful.
it was also like a cool experience to have an awakening, and not have much around you. Like, you know, that sense of mystery was also something a little bit like being born before the advent of technology, where you had the chance to see also when it was like without having constant messaging and phones and social media. So it's quite a blessing to also have that from an information point of view, where you know you're going to the library, and if you don't go, there's nowhere, and there's only a limited number of books you can check. And
where's the new age section? Oh, that little bitty section is right over there, and the
just
six
in
books
the corner.
But they have it at all. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So what other metaphysical topic or?
Yeah. Well, this one was beautiful. This also gave me shivers when it happened. And this was a person that basically, amongst his questions, had whether he would be able to remember this life he was living, because he loved his life and he didn't want it to go lost or be lost.
Excellent question.
And so we go into the session, and he's brought back into a past life, and it's in this beautiful tropical island, and he's like a young man, and he's a fisherman, and he's, you know, living a very beautiful tribal life. And then as scenes move, we're in a place where he's lying down on the beach. And so, you know, what are you doing? And basically he was doing this ritual with this shaman, in which he had asked the question whether he would be able to remember that life that he was living right? And so all of a sudden there's this connection, right, between both of them confirming at the same time each other's lives and each other's question, which was really, like, you know, beautiful to see it.
That's been his ongoing question. Will I remember?
Yeah. So I think that created a loop in time. Well, now it's answered every time those two have talked.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then to top it off, after that, after the moment of death, he went and he was a star. And the way he was describing the ecstasy of the rays of light that were touching the planets, and the interaction between the rays of light and the planets was ecstasy for that star.
Oh,
and
really?
That was like amazing also.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
never think of it like that. That's so
no
cool.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Just,
well, you
the
know,
touching
I look
it.
Up the stars right now and just talk to them. I'm going to have a whole different conversation now.
Was it good for you?
Yeah. I mean, I felt that love the way you just said that. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Gorgeous.
No wonder we like to look at the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
anything else? I mean, this is amazing. I love your experiences.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Experiences also of like other dimensions. Like, first of all, as you know, you've mentioned, and it's known in QHHT, but the experience of source is like probably the most amazing and profound experience. And so, you know, seeing some people go there into source, again, unrestricted, you know, pure consciousness, amazing, as well as people going into completely different, like ET dimensions, where I remember this was beautiful also. I remember it because it was so emotional. Like, sometimes people, even in these ET states, they're crying because this being had gone somewhere. They didn't know where they were, but they ended up being basically in another universe. And this whole universe was one being. And the whole experience was being there for eons, just with this one being that would be instructing them and growing them and being their guide. So that was, you know, when you feel the energy also, not just the, you know, the words, but the energy and the wisdom and power that is in those areas.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, because that's a really profound thought. or concept is that we could possibly be, I mean, a star is amazing, but a universe, something like that. I mean, can you describe that a little bit more about what information you got there?
Yeah, it was, this is very beautiful. Another thing that gives me chills, but it's almost like, first of all, there's no limit to how deep consciousness can exist. And even in some of these like sources, if there was some aspect of creation, then there was some aspect of evolution. And so some of them might last billions of years or many universes' time, but they also will then break and form another, almost like blossom into the next level of consciousness that is almost incomprehensible, you know, until so, and all of these different levels of depth, almost like they're creating this network of sources where you are one, but you're also in a smaller environment with your own universe facing you, you know, or whatever. It's all of this is, you know, very symbolic to realities that are.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that I found working with different people, going to different aspects of sources and my own experiences, you know, and very, very beautiful.
It is. I mean, this is a whole other level. I know of one other person that talks about this. He's an author that works with the Ozark Mountain Publishing Group. And he has like there's source and then there's beyond the source. And so that was the first time I'd ever heard of that concept that there's more beyond it. And then mom got it shortly after that as well. But it sounds like you're going into even more depth. I love it.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
It sounds like a book might be brewing there.
It would be beautiful at some point too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so anything else on that? Because see, that's a huge concept, and that one can really blow some minds. Because it's like, wait a minute, I thought we have our God, and that's the it, that's the all, that's the I am. Are you telling me there's something beyond that? And so what have you gotten? I mean, you were saying some, but so anything else on that?
Yeah, it's like it's because there's no limit to space, right? Anybody can expand and evolve until it is a universe, because you don't take it away from somebody else. It's not like, okay, you're the king of the universe, the other people are nothing. No, it doesn't work that way. Everybody has got as much space for their own creation to expand in an unlimited way. And because there's no time, we all have aspects of all of that within us all the time, but we might not need it. You know, that was another beautiful, you know, metaphysical thing of QHHT, which is, you know, because I came from the classical meditation, beautiful, but there's this path to enlightenment, and it's almost like everybody's objective. But then when you do QHHT, you see that some souls, they have been already maybe enlightened, and they just decide to experience not being enlightened. And
yeah,
so
let's see the other aspect, the other perspective.
So that's a beautiful metaphysical, like, you really, you're not more advanced because you've brought in different aspects. Everybody's, like your mom says, everybody comes from source. We're all the same. We're all, you know.
Yeah. And what you're explaining there is what I'm always saying. We came here to have experiences. And so we're choosing different experiences to have at different times. And so it's just rounding out our development more and more all the time. Where it's like, oh, I wonder what I want to do now. What can I do? You know, and so it's like, well, I was over here and knew everything. Now, how about I go over here and know nothing? I just see what happens.
If you want to simplify it, you're not going to the same movie over and over and over and over again. You want to keep watching new movies and having different experiences, even if some of them are similar, or, you know, the comedies or action, whatever, but they're different movies. So I just want to say the way that you explain things is so poetic and easy, and you break it down in such a way that I really do hope you write the book. Whatever that book will be,
Thank you.
Have a way of helping us all understand what you're discovering throughout this journey. I also want to bring up that you do very beautiful inspirational videos. So how do people find those? And how would they follow you in that?
Sure. Instagram, I do a little bit on there. That's probably the easiest way to follow. And then obviously my website, they can also follow some things over there, which is humanspiritualevolution.com.
Okay. Do you have links to those on your profile on QHHT?
To the videos inside the website?
To those Instagram and to your website.
Yes. Website on here. Yeah. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube are all on your profile.
Good. So go to QHHTofficial.com, find him under the level 3 practitioners, and you have access
Beautiful.
To all these wonderful things. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Great. And thank you for that platform, Julia, because that is a wonderful way for us to all find each other.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm looking at our time. We're almost there. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, well, let's keep going. We have like a couple of minutes. So anything else, any that you would like to make sure everybody knows about you or understands about this work or anything that you have found that you really want to share?
Sure. First of all, everybody has their own path and try and be certain that you're on the right path, even with all of the hiccups that, you're doing, definitely. And then, obviously, if you can have a QHHT, that is like the master way to get direction and clarity. Then it's also up to you to follow that. Absolutely. The miracle is in the collaboration between all of our parts. And I think, really being grateful for everything, because underneath it is this source loving energy that is always working for good. And so, absolutely. And I'm thankful also to my family. My wife has been amazing. She introduced me to Dolores. She supported me when I left my chemical engineering career and started to do this.
What's going on?
Yeah. Poor darling.
Well, I just love that you went from atheist to speak right now. My goodness.
I guess it feels too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very powerful.
Very.
Yeah.
I love your journey. I know you have many, much farther to go. Oh my goodness. It's
beautiful.
Amazing. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I got also involved with other beautiful communities. There's I do meditation in virtual reality. So a shout out to that's a beautiful community, Trip.
Cool.
And it's an app that basically has many of us teachers going into virtual reality environments and holding meditations.
Oh, nice.
In these most beautiful, places.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Oh, well, thank you so much, Ignacio.
Yeah.
This is
my pleasure. It's been really a pleasure to speak to you and get to know you both a bit more.
Yeah. It's so fun to get to know you. Yeah. And okay. So let's be official. And mm-hmm. Julia, how do people become a practitioner or find practitioners?
Go to QHHTofficial.com. We'll be official and go to official. So, and on there, you will see all the information on the homepage, but there's also on the menu bar, you can get course information on the different, the different levels that we have. But level one is where you would start, and it's online. You can take it at your pace in the comfort of your home. And Tracy has a coupon code if you would like to use that to get a discount.
But the magic is real, all one word and lowercase, I think. I don't know if the case matters. The magic is real. Just make it one word and that'll save you 10%. Wonderful. Yeah.
And we have events coming up. We have the Ibiza retreat that we talked about, and that information on that is on the homepage. It's open to anyone. You do not have to be a practitioner, but you will get to meet wonderful people like Ignacio and Tracy. So excited. We would love to see you there. And then on the Find a Practitioner is where you would find information on how to find Ignacio, how to find Tracy. So look for somebody in your area if you want to have a QHHT session. And do your due diligence. See who resonates with you.
Yes.
And have a wonderful time. No expectations. Have fun.
Oh, that's brilliant. No expectations. Leave them at the door.
And okay, so I was going to say, Tracy, how do they find you? But I just said how they find you.
You just said, she took care of my work.
So fantastic. Well, love you both. I'm so excited. And thank you, everybody, for staying with us and being here. And Oh my gosh. I just feel so much love. Ignacio, you have brought such a
He's got such a beautiful energy. And guess what? We get to hug you in October. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's been really beautiful. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.